Okay. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? You tell me.
Not making choices.
Yeah. We... We're talking about... a simple... bizarre happening. This is something that you have to have in mind always. We are talking about one of the exceptions in human culture. It goes like this. A guy is born in a very special position and condition. He studies from the childhood. When he is a teenager, his father immigrates to another country. He wants to go to Mecca. The king of a place will stop him and will say, okay, go to Mecca and come back, leave your family here, and I build a school for you. At the age of 20s, his father will die and he will be the dean of that faculty. He goes further and continues the studying education. He will become a scientist, philosopher, and the judge. This is what he is. He marries, he has the children, all of it. This. And a surprise happens. That's what we are talking about. Somebody older than him is 75. And he's poor, and he's a nuisance, and he is kicked out of a lot of places. We'll stop this guy in the street and we'll ask him a question. And doesn't like the answer. He'll say, you don't understand. You're stupid. And he walks away. This guy will come down and follows him. Wait a minute. What is what I don't understand? Takes 3 days for that guy to explain to this guy what you don't understand. What is it? Huh? In one word, he said, love. You don't understand what love is. Why? Because you're a scientist. Because you are logical. And love is beyond the logic. That's the trick. That's what we are talking about. You know what happened? The followers of him didn't like this transformation because it was so fast and so drastic. He started to do a lot of stuff that he didn't like to do. Like what?
Poetry.
Yes. He didn't like the poetry. He became the best poet in that language. in the language that he's not living in. He's living in Turkey and speaks Turkey. But this, why? He says, I was dead, I became alive. I was the sorrow, I became happy. The government of love came, and I was saved. That bit. So what is the trick? The trick is the same. We have changed a lot. Do you understand that Rumi cannot understand your life, and neither are you to understand his life? 800 years ago means what? Means there is no car, there is no engine, there is no electricity, there is no cell phone. That's another kind of life. It's mainly a steer agriculture. But the problem is the same, which is selfishness. Period. Something which is born with all the living creatures we understand. They are all born to protect whom? Me. To love? Me. Aha! And that is not love at all. Because love is the opposite. It's not me. It's out there. Even if it is not a person, it's a personality. For us here is Rumi, a dead guy. This is the trick, because all the animals are born self-loving. We? No. Why? What is the difference? Talking, because we are educated. We are born like an animal. But we are not raised like an animal. The animals, they don't think like you do. They know what to do, period. You? No. You are talking to yourself. When you're thinking, you're talking to yourself, because we call it culture. There is something hanging in the sky which is culture in all of us, we. Okay, what are we talking about here? We know that there are differences, right? And understanding the differences is the scientific stuff and blah, 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 logical and all. Okay. But there are the differences, exceptions. What about that? Yes, we all learn a language and we think in that language. But were we all the poets? So, we are not talking about that exceptional poetry. We are talking about something that it's in all of us.
right?
Don't forget one point over there, that this Rumi guy will forgive all those followers who killed Shams, and is sitting down and talking to them. Why? Because he wants to pass this on to everyone. He is not the judge. He is the teacher. When he was judge, this is before Shams came. He's not judging.